And she used devil club juice a lot.
Oh.
You know, she used that a lot.
What do you, what does that do?
Well, you could use it for, you know, a lot of people when they have cancer, they start using that, and sometimes that helps them, you know. And just different things they'd use it for. This was just a medicine that they believe in using, and it does help.
And how do you prepare that?
Oh, you have to, I think in the springtime when the snow is still on the ground, you get the devil clubs and you dry them and then take the thorns off of them, you know, and then you take the peelings off, dry that, and that's what you boil.
So that's the stem you're talking about, or the leaf?
The peeling, the outside, you know, like where the thorns are.
Uh-huh.
You scrape that off, and then you skin it.
So it's like the stem.
Like the, yeah.
The stalk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It's, yeah, the outside skin of that. Mm-hmm. You boil that. Or you could, you know, you could use, like powder. You put that in the oven and you just dry it so it's crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grind it. Mm. And you could use it as powder too. Because I used that one time when this one lady had a bad infection on her leg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a diabetic and also she was allergic to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I had just been back from Gus Davis, and there's a native lady from Huna that taught us how to fix the devil club. So I had a bag of powder that we had made, and so I thought, well, maybe if I mix it with the bacitracin ointment, maybe that'll help her better, you know. So I gave it to her, and, you know, she used to use those kind of things too.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, she was really happy that I gave that to her, and I told her to use that on her skin. And it took like 3 or 4 days, and it was healed up.
Wow.
Yeah, and here she was a diabetic, you know. They don't heal real easy.
Yeah.
So that's how I used that. You know? That was pretty good. There's someone in Sitka that makes that for ointment too.
Oh.
Devil club.
That they sell now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And soap and stuff.
Mm.
But that's one of our medicines that we use a lot. And that's our native medicine.
I'm glad it has a good purpose, because when you're walking through the woods,
I know.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's good for something,
yeah.
You know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Everything has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.